Good evening. This is Dr. Judith Nipps welcoming you to another session of By Yahweh's Design. I'm substituting for Pastor Dan this evening, along with Colonel Francis Farrell, and we welcome you to another Friday edition of Again By Yahweh's Design. Before starting our major message this evening, I'd like to share with you a message that was sent to me from someone on the Internet. It's called Instructions for Life. I'm going to read all the directions that I feel have some very, very good thoughts as far as having a better quality of life and getting more out of life. Give people more than they expect. Do so cheerfully. Memorize your favorite poem. Don't believe all you hear. Spend all you have or sleep all you want. When you say, I love you, mean it. When you say, I'm sorry, look the person in the eye. Be engaged to be married for at least 6 months. Believe in love at first sight. Never laugh at anyone's dreams. People who don't have dreams don't have much. Love deeply and passionately. You might get hurt, but it's the only way to live life completely. In disagreements, fight fairly. No name-calling. Don't judge people by their relatives. Talk slowly, think quickly. When someone asks you a question you don't want to answer, smile and ask, why do you want to know? Remember that great love and great achievements involve great risk. Call your mom. Say bless you when you hear someone sneeze. When you lose, don't lose the lesson. Remember the three R's. Respect for self, respect for others, responsibility for all your actions. Don't let a little dispute injure a great friendship. When you realize you've made a mistake, take immediate steps to correct it. Smile when picking up the phone. The caller will hear it in your voice. Marry a man or woman you love to talk to. As you get older, their conversational skills will be as important as any other. Spend some time alone. Open your arms to change, but don't let go of your values. Remember that silence is sometimes the best answer. Read more books and watch less TV. Live a good, honorable life. Then when you get older and think back, you'll get to enjoy it a second time. Trust in God, but lock your car. A loving atmosphere in your home is so important. Do all you can to create a tranquil, harmonious home. In disagreements with loved ones, deal with the current situation. Don't bring up the past. Read between the lines. Share your knowledge. It's a way to achieve immortality. Be gentle with the earth. Pray. There's immeasurable power in it. Never interrupt when you are being flattered. Mind your own business. Don't trust a man or a woman who doesn't close his or her eyes when you kiss. Once a year, go someplace you've never been before. If you make a lot of money, put it to use helping others while you are living. That is wealth's greatest satisfaction. Remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a stroke of luck. Learn the rules, then break some. Remember, the best relationship is one where your love for each other is greater than your need for each other. Judge your success by what you had to give up in order to get it. Remember that your character is your destiny. Approach love and cooking with reckless abandon. When I received that on my computer, I thought those were some nice tidbits to consider before you go to work each day or at the end of the day reflecting on how your day went. Now into the more serious stuff. This evening's program, half of the evening's program, my topic is going to be health begins in the colon or rejuvenation by elimination. The reason I picked this topic this evening is that I've been in discussion with a friend over all the chemtrails or contrails that have appeared in our skies recently. And today a friend of mine said that he even smelled the spraying that was up in our atmosphere here in Pennsylvania. Some ugly things are being sprayed into the atmosphere, quite probably the water, and we know all the additives and chemicals in our food. And one of the things that we need to do more than ever is do some internal cleansing. Just to go over some facts, did you know that improperly working intestinal systems are the cause of over 90% of all disease on the face of the earth? Do you have good intestinal movements every day? It's called bowel movements. Here's some other colon figures and facts I think you ought to consider. Over 2 million people per year are diagnosed with colon disease in America. Over 100,000 people per year die in America from colon disease. Over 100,000 people per year end up with colostomies. There is no doubt about the relationship between health of the colon and health in the rest of the body. Poisons, germs, parasites, and worms accumulate on the walls of the colon from a buildup of excess mucus and fecal matter. The average person is carrying from 7 to 25 pounds of excess dried fecal matter stuck in the colon as a result of eating flour, meat, fat, sugar, alcohol, preservative, toxins, etc. People say we're dying today from auto intoxication, and that's what we are. We are not eliminating all the toxins that we should be on a daily basis, and one of those elimination organs is the colon. When you keep the poisons in your body and in the colon, some of the side effects can be these poisons can weaken and stress the heart. They can go to the skin and cause blemishes, paleness, psoriasis, liver spots, wrinkles, and other facial conditions. The poisons in the colon can irritate the lungs and cause foul breath. They can go to the brain and disturb mental function and cause senility. They can go to the joints and cause pain and stiffness. They can go to the muscles and cause weakness and terrible fatigue. They can cause constipation. They can cause diarrhea. They can rob you of your youth, ruin your health, and cause you to become old before your time. And with all the different viruses, chemicals, and additives, bowel cleansing is ever so more important today than it ever has been. I want to tell you a story by a man that shared this in a magazine article. He said, and he writes, one day, in the summer of my youth, we were preparing cement forms to pour the foundation for a new home. I had done my part helping my dad, or so I thought, until my dad called me over to where I had been working and told me to bring a shovel. When I arrived, he pointed out I had not cleaned out some dirt. I knocked into the trench before setting the forms. He said, "The foundation of a new building is the most important part of the building. If the foundation is weak in any spot, it could break or crumble and cause the building to lean and eventually tip over. You've got to have a good, solid foundation." I then cleaned out the trench with a keener sense of the importance of a building's foundation. When it comes to our health, we have a foundation too. If our body's foundation is weak, our overall health can be jeopardized. The foundation the author said I'm referring to is the colon, also known as the bowel or large intestine. Now, you all know that the basic function of the colon is the elimination of waste, absorption of water, and electrolytes, which are the essential body chemicals of sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium, and the production of certain nutrients, primarily B vitamins and vitamin K. The electrolytes are those minerals necessary for the proper functioning of many biochemical processes in our body. They are cofactors in many enzyme systems and help regulate heart rhythm and thought processes. They permit our muscles to endure extended use. K Plus, they are essential in maintaining a neutral acid base and in the regulation of body fluids across cell membranes. Now, there are colonies of beneficial bacteria that live in our colon and are vital in continuing the digestive process. The byproducts of their digestive efforts are B vitamins and vitamin K. The B vitamins help our body produce digestive enzymes and help our nervous system to work smoothly. Proper amounts of B vitamins equip our bodies to react to physical stress. These nutrients are also involved in body functions such as energy production, sleep, and thought processes. We all know that vitamin K is needed for blood clotting, and it is essential in the formation of our bones. It is also believed that vitamin K may also help prevent osteoporosis. Also, vitamin K helps convert glucose for storage in the liver. An inefficiently functioning colon can affect the entire body. If the food we eat is left inside us to digest for longer than 24 hours, that's 24 hours, one day, toxins can begin to form that could be later absorbed into our bloodstream. Now think of your colon as a sewer treatment plant that if it didn't get cleaned out, that sewer debris would spill into the city water line. Well, that's what would happen with our colon and does happen with many people. The toxins and byproducts of metabolism are not properly eliminated. They get absorbed in the bloodstream and they begin to affect other body tissues. Now, some nutritional things you can do, and a lot of people who've seen the light about good bowel cleansing have already made these changes. We need to eat a high diet, a diet high in whole foods such as fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts. We need 30 grams of dietary fiber in order to keep our colon clean. If you are not eating a lot of raw and fresh to get that necessary fiber into your body, then you need to supplement with a powdered fiber supplement. Well, I'll go into that later. These are the most important foods for the colon, the ones whole foods such as fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts. It's a lot of meat and dairy products and white flour products like pasta that clog the colon up. Do a colon cleanse at least twice a year. Supporting optimal cleansing functions can be done through nutritional supplements and food, and I will discuss that in a short. Exercise is very important. Walking, running, swimming, and bicycling all help the debris move through the colon. Reduce and try to control the stress in your lives. And if you're an elderly person and you can't get out there and do all that heavy exercising, I have a machine that you lay down on the floor and you put your feet, ankles in the place where the it's cut out to do. You turn on a switch and this machine vibrates your body and it's wonderful for regulating the colon. It does other things as well as far as lining up the spine, moving the oxygen through the body, carrying the lymph through the body. It's good for releasing stress. And if you're interested in such a machine, you can give me a call at Softbox Herbs, 724-639-9607. Now, you don't have to be elderly to enjoy this machine, but I can tell you if you are elderly, you're going to get a lot of benefit from putting your ankles in this place where your ankles just fit in, and all you do is lie back on the floor, turn the switch on, and relax, and the machine does your exercising for you. Now, it's time to do the colon cleanse, and fall and spring are the best times. And I have two new products that I'm using that were designed exactly for the times that we're living in. Herbs that will clean out chemicals, additives, heavy metals, to keep that bloodstream, keep that liver clean, and keep that colon clean. They also include a fiber supplement that has aloe vera in and liquid chlorophyll in a dried fashion so that the fiber that you're drinking with your water, that you're using with your herbs, will deodorize your body. The program works for 2 weeks, and the program is called Clean Start. Then, after you're finished with the Clean Start program, you stay on a program called Ultimate Build. You still get your fiber twice a day in a nice packet, but you get all the necessary vitamins, minerals, and herbs to help you stay healthy in today's toxic lifestyle. So there's no reason not to cleanse. It's very, very easy. You do a cleanse for 2 weeks. You do this at least twice a year. Unless you're exposed to a lot of pollution, then I would do possibly a cleanse every quarter. Sometimes I do them just when I know that I'm not doing elimination the way I should be. So I may have cleansed 6 times a year. You don't have to worry because the products are gentle and you can go on and carry on your normal daily lifestyle. You do not have to live in a bathroom. You can go to work. The cleanses are gentle. You don't have to fast, but we do ask you to eat a diet of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables to enhance the cleansing process. If you're interested in doing a cleanse before the end of the year and you want to get your body operating at maximum efficiency for what we're going into, starting with Y2K and who knows what else, give me a call at Saltbox Herbs. We can get these wonderful cleanse and build products out to you. The cost is very nominal. For all your nutrients and your fiber supplement is $40. No shipping. We pay the shipping. And you stay on the Ultimate Build products because these are the products that are going to maintain a healthy body. Now, if you have any questions and you want a consultation, I do phone consultations. My charge is $25 an hour. We arrange a day or an evening that suits your time frame. And we get together in privacy. I'll get you a form sent out so that you can complete a questionnaire that I use. And most people, if you've never done a colon cleanse, that's the best place to start. If you're a little sickly and you've been suffering something like a virus or you've had a debilitating disease, we won't start you on a colon cleanse. We'll build you first. And then when you get your health up to a maximum quality, then we'll do a cleanse later. Not everybody is ready to clean immediately. It depends on the condition of your health. So give me a call at Saltbox Herbs, 724-639-9607. I will be very glad to help you with your cleanse programs, your build programs, and discuss healthy alternatives to some of the symptoms that you would like to take care of before the end of the year. And I think we're almost halfway through the program. So before Colonel Farrell comes on, let's do a quick break, and then Colonel Farrell will be here for his part of the program.
Welcome back to By Yahweh's Design, and sitting in for Pastor Dan this evening is Dr. Judy Nibbs. And here's Dr. Nibbs.
Welcome back to the second half of our By Yahweh's Design program. If you didn't catch the first half, we just finished a session on keeping the body clean by keeping the colon clean. Again, if you want to do some additional reading on this particular subject, I have a couple books that you might want to check out or purchase. One is by Dr. Bernard Jensen, Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management. Another one by Stan Malmstrom, Own Your Own Body. Another one by Stanley Burroughs, The Master Cleanser. And another one by Linda Berry, Internal Cleansing. So if you want to do some outside research on your own, in addition to using the information I've imparted to you this evening, get to a health food store or bookstore and or library, and you'll find some excellent cleansing books on the shelf. Now I'd like to introduce Colonel Francis Farrell, retired Air Force, served in Korea and the Vietnam conflicts. And Colonel Farrell, you can tell our audience tonight about our very timely subject matter.
Thank you, Judy. This is a good subject. And this comes off the Internet. Now, I'll give you the name and the address here. because you may want to get on the distribution mailing list. This comes out of the Freedom page. It's volume 15, number 18, and it's dated August 30th, 1999. There's a website, http://, freedompage.com. Small letters, freedompage. Home dot, home, small letters, mindspring.com, mindspring, and com after the dot. Now you can subscribe to this and you can drop out from it. You will find, I think, some really good articles on that internet. We get quite a bit of information now from people like this, from reports like this. This is an outstanding report, and it's very scary. And it's called Beware the Child Protectors. Now, our young children are going to these public schools, and a lot of times we don't know what they're being put through, what they're enduring. This is a program created and supported by the federal government. And I'm told that every child that the state can get into this program, the federal government gives $25,000 to that state. They love to get this going because they are getting at your children. Now, I'm going to read quite a bit of this. We're going to make some remarks on it, Judy and I. But listen closely, especially if you have small children. When Salt Lake City police and caseworkers from the State Division of Child and Family Services surrounded the home of Janet Adolph on June 4th, they were not responding to an accusation of child abuse or neglect. The armed raid had been staged to seize Mrs. Adolph's 8-year-old daughter, 8 years old, who wasn't at home, although her three terrified siblings were. According to Mrs. Adolph's attorney, Michael Humiston, the order had been issued because he had advised caseworkers of his intention to monitor their visits to Mrs. Adolph's home in order to protect Janet's rights. Now, what you have here is a state agency, armed police. No warrant, no affidavit of probable cause. What crime could an 8-year-old commit? What crime could Mrs. Adolph commit, trying to protect her daughter? But here is what the state is doing under this Jewish socialism program. This now is a big thing in these schools. And what we're getting at is that they can take your child and everybody else's, they can take that child into a room. They can sit down now and question that child. Now listen to this. As the case is described by Humiston, the attorney, Mrs. Adolph's problem began when her 8-year-old daughter was intimidated into making allegations of sexual abuse. Although the family's original caseworker, Kurt Soderquist, tried to tell the court that there was no basis to the allegations, the youngster was removed from her home and temporarily placed in foster care. Soderquist was removed from the case and replaced with another caseworker. Now think about what can happen to your children. Now you take a little 6, 7, 8-year-old child, 9 years old, you put them in a room with an adult, or maybe two adults. Now you start to question that little girl, or that little boy. Isn't that intimidation? Wouldn't you be intimidated if somebody did that to you? Wouldn't you try to give them the answers that they wanted because you're scared to death? This is what's happening to your children. This is another Jew program to get at your family.
Another good reason to homeschool, isn't it?
Well, this is probably the biggest reason to homeschool. The Jew has access to our young children in these public schools. The damnable Jew. So, how are you going to protect yourself? Now, what rights? The attorney was asked, what rights? After a month in a foster home, the child was returned to Mrs. Adolph, and a second caseworker was assigned to make regular home visits. Humiston left a message with the agency, the DCFS, announcing his intention to coordinate the visits so that he could be present to protect the family's Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. According to the attorney, when this was explained to Judge Sharon McCulley of Utah's Third District Juvenile Court, who issued the order that led to the June 4th raid, she exclaimed, what rights? What rights, Mr. Attorney, does a child have? Humiston, an attorney from Heber City, Utah, contends that the state of Utah has conducted a systematic reign of terror. By law, parents can be anonymously accused and never get to face their accusers. Now, suppose you have that agent in a room with your 8-year-old daughter. Suppose he's asking her questions now. You sit on your father's lap often? Does he hug you? Does he run his hands through your hair? Pat you on the leg, something? And now, if she answers the questions truthfully, now we can intimidate her. Oh, what does he do when he pats you on a leg? Does he touch you? Where does he touch you? And pretty soon the child tries to give the answer that the individual wants. And now the child has been intimidated. This is happening to your children. Unbelievable as it is happening. What rights?
Creating situations for them to take the law into their own hands and use the children against the poor parents.
Well, this is the whole thing. Would you like to send your children to that school? Would you like the state to be able to do that? No. No. Worst of all the proceedings are conducted in secret, just like I said to you about taking that child in a room. Now, I'll give you a little example. 30 years ago, I had a little girl on my daughter on a school bus. And she was just beginning in high school. There were a bunch of rough boys on that bus. They had beer on that bus that morning. My little girl took a swig of the bottle, or put the bottle up to her mouth to be one of the group, and when she got to school, they were all caught. That principal took her in an office alone and locked the door. Now, if he wanted to see a bull in the china closet, I was over at that school as soon as I found out, and I had that principal in the office and locked the door. And that's how upset I was, not knowing about any of these programs going on. This is happening to your children. The state regularly terminates parents' rights without showing that the parents are unfit. In early March, Humiston filed a $500 million class action suit against the Utah Attorney General, Janet Graham, and several other state officials on behalf of five families whose children had been seized by the DCFS. They think they can come into your home, no warrant, nothing, no complaint, no sworn complaint, take your child put it out into a foster home, and you may not even know where that child is, so you can't contact them. According to Humiston, the amount of damages sought in the lawsuit is equivalent to the amount of child welfare subsidies received by the state of Utah since 1994. The situation described by Humiston is by no means unique to Utah. Across the United States, thousands of families have been ripped apart by child protection bureaucracies. Parents in such circumstances find that if they have been hotlined, that is, reported anonymously by a dutiful citizen, a teacher, or an acquaintance, they enjoy none of the rights and immunities associated with due process. This all comes about because we have left these Jews capture our country, take over our government, and run the show. Now think about it. Think about it real hard, because the fight is coming up, and you're all going to be involved in the fight. They enjoy none of the rights and immunities associated with due process. Imagine. You're totally at their mercy. Acting in the best interest of the child, social workers can terminate parental rights on a whim and order police agencies to enforce these whimsical decisions at gunpoint. Can you imagine police coming into a home? No warrant. Drawing guns? They want an 8-year-old child? We talk about communism in Russia. This is communism right here. We're a captured country. We live under communism. This is your problem out there right now. Judy, were you aware of this?
No, the only thing I was aware of was that they conducted some real funky tests with the children, and the states were conducting some kind of profile tests, and they structured the questions so that they could find out about what was going on in the home, your beliefs and whatsoever. Now, we did not have to take those tests. We could tell the school that we don't want the children to participate for so many years. But then I was advised that you cannot be exempt from these certain tests all the way through the high school. So I don't know what kind of a dilemma I'm going to face here, because I will tell you something, Colonel Farrell, that's really hard in this country, and it's being a single parent, because you don't have the backbone that you would normally have to help you fight this war.
Well,
you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
And they're getting away with so much more because of all the single parent homes that they have really created themselves.
Well, that's right.
Because we, like you said, we're a captured nation. We are so far from Yahweh's laws that divorce is now running rampant, and I know from my own small school district here, there are more broken homes than there are homes with both parents, and that is a very sad situation, but that's what this system has done. And then when you break apart the home and the family, you can do about anything you want, because a woman is not really created to have the stamina like a man is. We're not a warrior, okay? Our role is in the home. So when they do some of these things, they have done it accordingly to hurt the family that they've already broken apart and weakened our resistance.
Well, we need the men. We need the men of Israel to start standing up and be men. I'll give you another example of one of my children. And these incidents can happen just from other children. You can have intimidation. You know, on this school busing thing, all the kids get on the bus all the way from kindergarten to a senior in high school. I had a son, little boy. I watched him get off the bus one day. And I met him, and I saw his lips were real tight. And I saw tears in the corners of his eyes. And I said, "Michael, what's the matter?" Shook his head. He was going to cry. He was trying to hold it back. He was going to cry. And I finally got it out of him. He said, "Well, every time I get off the school bus, this high school boy, he was a junior or senior, he said he sits in the front seat. Every time I get off, he takes his left fist and hits me in the kidney." Well, ironically, that little boy had kidney problems later on. It upset me to no end that I got in that car, I caught that school bus, and when it stopped, guess who was on the school bus? And I had Michael right with me, and I said, "Now, you point out that kid to me that hit you." And he was sitting right in front. I said to the kid, "Get off the bus." And I looked right at him, and I made a fist. He turned white. And the bus driver jumped up and put the fist under his nose. If the bus driver was controlling that bus, this wouldn't have happened. But I'll tell you what, it never happened again.
Well, some of the stories of some of the things that are going in the school in our district, okay, you never had children threatening other children. My daughter comes home scared about some of these low-life girls in her classes. We have girls acting like boys. They act, they think, they look like animals. And we're forced to send our children to these schools.
Well, the parents can go to the school board meetings, and they can demand to get on that bus and supervise the operation. And they can take names. They can even prefer charges. But we've got to put a stop to this threatening of the children. No wonder the article says, "Beware of the child protectors." Now, I'll go on here with some of this report. This is a fantastic report, and I won't get through it in 2 hours. Even more ominously, child protection agencies across the nation, they follow a totalitarian blueprint, and fueled with taxpayer dollars, are seeking to create a compulsory home visitation system. You see, the system grows and grows and grows, doesn't it?
Yeah, more jobs for more communists.
More jobs for more communists, more Jews. Through which agents of the state will be able to subject parents to regular scrutiny and determine whether or not children as state property will be permitted to remain with questionable parents. Now, did you ever stop and think that your children are state property? They're not yours? Well, they damn well are.
When they got that number, didn't they?
They got that Social Security number, and they live in a socialist democracy, a Jewish socialist democracy. Nothing is yours. Your house, your clothes, your car, you own absolutely nothing.
And now before the babies leave the hospital, they're either tattooing them or they're putting a chip in them.
That's right. And they get that... they get that Social Security number right there, don't they?
Yep.
This was another Jewish program of planned poverty for our people.
Well, the parents then only become custodians.
That's right. And the state has access to your house, can take your children anytime they want.
And that's why they can get in without a warrant.
That's right. Supporters of this concept have worked stealthily for nearly a quarter of a century to create a national home visitation network. Should they succeed, armed raids similar to the one mounted against the home of Janet Adolf may become quite common. Now, let me tell you somebody that's involved in this. This is a village takeover part. During her recent listening tour of Central New York State, Hillary the Jew, Rodham Clinton, had scheduled a visit to Elmira to call attention to that city's early childhood intervention program, the Prenatal and Early Infancy Project, PEIP it's called. There's all kind of initials for these agencies. There's so many initials I can't even keep track of them going through the document. Christopher Caldwell of the neoconservative Weekly Standard, who covered the First Lady's Senate campaign swing, explained that PEIP is a child abuse program that involves sending social workers on regularly scheduled preemptive visits into the homes of children whose parents are deemed to put them at risk of wrong parenting. Who the hell are they to tell us Christians, about wrong parenting?
But see, Colonel Farrell, they've got both parents working day in and day out, trying to keep enough food on the table, clothes on the backs of the children, right?
That's right.
Keep everything together that the parents are so busy, they don't even understand what's going on right underneath their nose.
That's right.
And that's, of course, done
by... And most of
that's
these...
deliberate.
Many of these parents are single women, aren't they?
Yes.
Divorced women.
Yes.
Who have the children to raise, who also have to get out there and earn a living.
And some of them are working and going to school because they do not want to stay at that poverty level. They want to be able to rise above and get out of that level of life where there is absolutely nothing for their children. So some of these women are doing two part-time jobs and going to school part-time.
That's right. A single parent today has a life of absolute hell. Oh,
and being taken advantage of every time they turn around.
That's right. But we have got to correct this situation.
Well, as we said, we've got to get back to the family. We've got to strengthen the family because that's where our power is.
That's where it all takes place,
right.
In the family.
The greater the disintegration of the family, the greater the disintegration of the society, and that's what we're seeing today.
But you see, that's what the Jew wants. He wants the family disintegrated. That's why you have that filth on that electric toilet in your living room. That's why your kids are watching that.
And you know what else the TV is doing? I believe I shared this with you earlier.
Go.
As you sit in front of the TV, also being brainwashed, your immune system is being ripped down.
That's right.
And then when you turn the TV off, that frequency is still being felt by your body.
Well, sure.
And that's not the only way they're trying to rip your bodies down. The two most harmful instruments or machines or whatever you want to call them in your house are the microwave and the TV.
Well, if you get up close to that TV, put your hand up in front of it, sometimes you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel that vibration.
And you wonder why people are sick.
Yeah.
And then the brainwashing comes through all the programs of fear and negativity and hate, whatever.
Yeah.
And all that negative energy that TV puts forth is just ripping the person's immune system down to nothing. And then we have the outside environment. Then we have the bad diet, okay? So we have a physical and mental person that is not capable of thinking for themselves and not figuring out what's going on. They're nothing but a controlled robot.
That's
the kind of children we're raising.
Yeah.
And the parents don't know any better because they've been put into that same scenario.
We have to come up with a plan to save these children.
They are our future.
That's it. Now let me go on with this Jew bitch's quote here. In her ghost-written manifesto, quote, "It takes a village." That was her project. She wrote that story, "It Takes a Village." Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Clinton gushed, quote, "I cannot say enough in support of home visits by government social workers. After all," she declares, "keeping children healthy in body and mind is the family's and the village's first obligation. And in those terrible times when no adequate parenting is available, the village itself must act in place of parents." Isn't that nice?
Well, in addition, their Global 2000 extermination plan, this is another method, underhanded method, plans to exterminate all the useless eaters, and that primarily is going to target a lot of the elderly. Well, you take the elderly away from society, and what do you do to the children?
Well,
and the family.
Yeah, I know. But there is a plan, yes. There is a program for the elderly under the communist system. And may, I don't know if we brought that out or not on the radio program, but when you're, say you're 50, man or woman, both working, all your children are gone now. Now, under the socialist system, you're going to have to prove your worth. And so, starting when you're 50, 51 years old, you'll go to a building to be evaluated. You'll go in one at a time. So you and your wife go in, you go up maybe to the 5th, the 10th, or the 20th floor, and you go into the office. And you go in one at a time. And so maybe you're first. You go in, you sit down, you're interviewed, your work record is reviewed, you're still producing for the state. So you made it through. Now, your husband's been sick, and he's seen a doctor, and he's missed a lot of work during the year. Now, he goes in there, and his work record's reviewed, and you're sitting out there, and you say, I wonder what's going on in there. Where is he? Why didn't he come out? Well, the reason he didn't come out is that he did not pass the examination, and now he is slated for one of those extermination gas chambers that the Jews have built around this country to get rid of them. It's that simple. You can't carry your own weight and produce for the state. You don't fit in socialism. This is their program. This is the way they think about us.
Nothing but cattle. Don't they call us dumb goyim?
That's right. Yeah, dumb goyim.
And all we are to do for them is reproduce to provide them with more slaves
with slave
for
labor.
Their system.
With slave labor. This is the reason I told everybody you keep the guns. I'll tell you one other thing about keeping the guns. When it comes to the Bill of Rights, they are not amendable. They cannot be even changed in the least bit. They are guaranteed freedom. We become the Supreme Court. The people, when it comes to the Bill of Rights. And anybody that screws around with gun control laws is really asking for it.
Well, let me ask you this. Can the president, through executive orders, abolish the law of posse comitatus?
No.
Can that be done?
No. No, you see the law of posse comitatus was passed by Congress. The president's executive orders are really unconstitutional.
But he's using them all the time. Every time you turn around, he's passing another executive order.
Only because we let him. Only because the Congress, the gutless Congress that we have, let him get away with this type of action. We have got to, there are so many areas that we have got to clean up, but the guns become primary. You do not give up the guns. The minute they go to get the guns, we have no choice. They have declared this war. We have no choice but to start the war, to really start the shooting war from our side. We are the Supreme Court. When it comes to the guns, when it comes to the Bill of Rights, not the Congress, not some damn Jew executive order.
Well, you can see from my previous conversation in the beginning of the evening, okay, people are so auto-intoxicated that they can't even see what's going on in front of their nose, that we have this enemy within us, living within us, destroying everything right down to our children.
Well, that's right. They hate us with a passion. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you, if you were cursed by Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you, if you know that the white race, the purebred people, the only people on the face of the earth that were chosen by Yahweh to be his people, not the Jew, not the Negro, the Asiatic, the Indian. No. Stop and think about Christianity. This is why Jim and I say there are two types of synagogue. The Judo-Christian synagogue and the Jewish synagogue.
And the people that go to the Judeo-Christian synagogue don't even know that they're being controlled.
No, but think of this. There's only one religion where we didn't choose. We didn't choose Yahweh, did we?
No.
We didn't choose to be a member of the white race. He picked us. You go to any church on the face of the earth, any other one, black, white, green, yellow, whatever people you have, and you're told all you have to do is believe. You choose.
Mm-hmm.
You choose that God and you're saved. Well, guess what? If you were a Jew, I'm sure you would think the same way these people are thinking. Yahweh put them there to do a job, and they're doing a hell of a job. They're doing what they were told to do. It's our people. It's our people we have to get after. We're telling you about your kids. We're going to get into more of this. We're going to get into the marriage and the divorce laws from the Bible.
And how they destroyed.
How they destroy the family. Their whole objective is to destroy the family.
And they've done one good job of it.
That's
and our
right.
people have allowed to do it because through, just like you said in the schools, through intimidation,
yep.
you will submit to their program.
Now, I got one, I can make one more comment here. I think we're getting pretty close. What do we have, about 3 minutes yet?
I have about five.
Okay. Here's another one of Hillary's famous quotes. The village itself must act in place of parents. It accepts the village. The village accepts those responsibilities in all our names through the authority that we vest in government. My God Almighty.
Government is God.
Government is God. Insisting that in matters of suspected abuse or neglect of children, a child's safety must take precedence over the preservation of a family that has allowed abuse to occur. Mrs. Clinton contends that social workers and courts should make decisions about terminating parental rights of abusive parents more quickly rather than removing and returning abused children time and again. Government-authorized home visitors of the type extolled by the First Lady are authorized to pass judgment on the adequacy of parents and to summon child protection workers should it be decided that the village must now act in place of inadequate parents. Well, I thought you might like this, Judy.
Well, thank you for doing a great show tonight, Colonel Farrell. Being a parent, this program was very near and dear to my heart.
Well, being a single parent, I can feel for you because I know it's tough.
Well, what we need, we all need to clean up our act and get ready to build a new kingdom.
That's right.
And we need to do a lot of praying at the same time.
That's right. Why don't we close this with a little prayer?
All right.
The Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, the power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And good evening to all of you. Thank
you
for listening.
We're going to let go. We'll see you next Monday.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Bye. We should not live.
Wrath is gonna fall on the ground you trod.